I asked Pastor Doug if he wouldn't mind if I took a little bit of time to ramble a little bit, which I'm pretty good at, before I get going. And I asked him that because I've had just a remarkable week. I'm going to have to take some notes on this because by next week I will have forgotten what the week was about. But it was. And I'm just gonna tell a few stories from the week before I get going because I think there might be some things in it that would just kind of bless your heart. last Sunday at about 7 o'clock, I took off for Orlando, Florida, for a conference I was attending out there, and the conference itself was terrific. But I went out earlier than everybody else from my hospital in order to visit with an old friend of mine who I haven't seen in 20 years. His kids were, one of them wasn't even here the last time I saw him, and the other one was about a year old in diapers. And she's now 24, and the youngest is 20. And what's interesting about it is that his name is Henry, and I've known him for a long time, and I met him at a home fellowship. You know, that's what we used to do. We used to have Bible fellowship in the home, and Henry is this perfect example of Psalms 1, where it talks about, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, and blah blah blah. How he is truly somebody who, because he meditates in the Word all the time, his life is blessed in like all aspects. It's just incredible to me. Anyway, that was kind of the start of the week. But I was also noticing as I was flying over from Denver to Orlando, just how I was looking down at all the, you know, how the, you know, people on the ground start to look like ants. Cars start to look like, you know, little dots, and you know, as you keep getting up higher. And I thought, wow, this all started with just a garden and Adam and Eve, and just the notion that so many things, that the plane I'm flying in is something that has only been around for the past 100 years or so. And just the things that we look at in our world today, and just the recognition that most of the things that are part of our lives are pretty darn new to humanity. And you know God says in Proverbs, I think it's chapter 8, that He's the one that it's wisdom that brings forth those witty inventions, you know, that and he's got a timing for those kind of things. You know, isn't it a good thing that there was no atomic bomb, you know, about 3,000 years ago? We probably wouldn't have made it, you know. But I don't know, it was just that kind of stuff, and realizing it was like, as I was drifting in out of sleep, sitting by the window in the plane, I was like, you must be blown away by the things that have, you know, transpired. Then, you know, kind of my own echo comes back, says, how could God be blown away by anything? He already knew a long time ago. He's the one who set it all up. So, but it was a wonderful time. And it was topped off yesterday while you guys were doing the parade. I'm confessing right now, I was not at the parade. I attended a concert yesterday morning at 9:30. Good morning. Hi. And it was at a hotel way over on the southwest side of town. And the concert was put on by one of the most amazing musicians I've ever heard. His name is Eric Jenness. And he plays with an ensemble of he plays keyboard. There's a violinist, a cellist, and a solo vocalist. And you cannot. The music was so heavenly. And his whole ministry is about getting people, particularly people in prison, high school kids, to just begin to understand the value and to see the beauty of God through things like music. And he does such a job at it. So I wish he was here now playing for you. It was the most heavenly music I've ever heard in my life. Okay. And my point was that even musical compositions and things like that, just like the Woody inventions, it's coming from God, you know. And he even puts together worship songs in the hearts of people so that we can feed them back to him and worship him. You know, it's just fantastic. And that's the God who we're going to worship right now. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on Him, with my hands raised to the heavens, all I am worshiping Him. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on Him, with my hands raised to the heavens, all I am worshiping Him. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on Him, with my hands raised to the heavens, all I am worshiping Him. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song.
Wow. Give the Lord a clan hat. But you know, you guys sound better here than we ever did in the other place. Wow. That's great. in the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. Just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. And when I'm all alone, when I'm all alone, when I'm all alone, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. Come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, just give me Jesus. What else do we need? Okay, we're going to sing a little Christmas carol. As we're getting closer, we're throwing one of these in every week, I think. I only know one verse here, but... Doug's been kind enough to write them all out for me. And it looks like the font is about a 2 from here, but I'll figure it out. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered above, while mortals sleep and angels keep their watch for wandering love.
and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth.
Skip to the fourth verse.
O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the groundlings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Back to the first verse.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Praise you, Father. Thank you for that gift. The gift it is.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. This is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are our righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
That again.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. This is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous. your words. Too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe, I stand in awe, I stand in awe of you. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we look to you, we worship you this morning, Lord. You're so good, you're so gracious, so merciful, God. We praise you from the bottom of our hearts, Father. Glory be to you, Father. Hallelujah. May you be pleased with us this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Just praise Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let your glory fill this place this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. 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 I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing. Your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
I'll keep praising the Lord. Glory be to God. Sing of your love, I could sing of your love. I could sing of your love. Lord, we just want to worship you, Lord, forever and ever. Forever. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You fill us, Father, so far. I can see for you. Let's keep singing, oh, forever, oh Lord. I can sing of your love. The Lord would say that He is so pleased to hear our praises come before Him. He is so pleased. He is so honored as we bring Him glory and we bring Him praise. He yearns for us to be so close to Him that He can whisper in our ear, moment to moment, day by day. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for being our Father. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our brother and our Redeemer, our Savior, our rock, our refuge. Hallelujah.
Oh, the Spirit is heavy in this place. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Father. Does anyone have a word from God today? Is anyone hearing the Spirit speak to them this morning? Please share it with us. Yeah. Chris.
He's just saying that this is the beginning. This is just the beginning of what he's going to do here. And he's saying that he is well pleased with our worship. We touched his heart. It's just the beginning.
Amen. So we were worshiping, since the Spirit swirling over our heads like a whirlwind, just reveling in our worship and our praise. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your hearts of worship this morning. We're going to dismiss our children now. Back to the Sunday school. And take a moment and give each other hugs. Can you do that?
Hi, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and go through some of the announcements. So if we can have a seat, that'd be great. And I just want to mention about, first off, I want to mention about our beautiful Christmas tree. And remember how we were doing, yes, Lori, Lori showing off the beautiful Christmas tree and pretend it has Christmas tags on it. No, but remember we had the tags for the families that we were helping out. We were joining up with Lupe's, the giving tree, and we have to turn them in by Friday. So, yeah, at Lupe's. So this coming Friday. So, but obviously we forgot to get the tags here today. So you can go to Lupe's restaurant. They have the giving tree there. You remember how she was, Jackie was taking some of the tags off and bringing them here, but Jackie couldn't be here this morning. So still, you know, though, that you can go down to Lupe's restaurant and they have the giving tree and they have the tags there and you can help out the families there since we're joining up with them this year with their giving tree. And, but they do need the gifts by this coming Friday. So Jackie wanted me to let you guys know that. And then all through Lori. And then we have the communication cards. And so we would appreciate it if you guys would fill them out, any first-time guests, or also if you have any changed information, because you know how we give out the prayer requests or email updates of what's happening, which you will be seeing an update today being sent out about the women's Christmas party tomorrow. The women's ministry Christmas party is tomorrow evening at Debbie Guthrie's home. Debbie was unable to make it this morning, but she's off of Wilds Road and then Appleton, so it's really easy to get to, but I will have that information unless you want to ask me. After service, I can tell you more about it. It's finger foods, if you can bring some finger foods. If you want to participate in the Christmas ornament gift, you can bring an ornament of $5 or less, and then you will do that exchange. We're also going to do a Christmas craft tomorrow night. So it starts at 6 o'clock. We will provide the dessert, but if you want to bring some kind of appetizer finger food, that would be great. And remember, it's a great opportunity, too, to bring friends or and daughters are welcome, totally and completely welcome. We'll have a Christmas exchange, too, for children, if any children want to come. So, and that will be 16 and under, and then 16 and up will go with the adult women, and then 16 and under will be for the children. So you are welcome to come and join us at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Then Tuesday morning, we're done with that Bad Girls of the Bible, and we are going to be doing a Christmas Advent DVD from Beth Moore on Tuesday morning at my house. So it's a really neat DVD, and so we will do that in just a special time in the morning, so you don't have no Bible study, no, but we'll have prayer time, and that'll be a good time. The Men's Conversational Bible Study is still going Thursday mornings. The youth, you need to talk to Travis and Tara. They're doing something special for the youth, so you need to talk to them. But and we had fun yesterday with the Christmas parade. It was really neat. And you can just ask me for any wisdom because I was a wise king. And so was Lori. So was Jackie Rocha. So thank you, Bion. So, I can throw that to my husband now. Excuse me. Any wisdom you need, come and ask me. No. And then the angel, if you need an angel around, you go to Jackie. She was our angel. And then Abby was Mary, and Darla was Joseph, and Pastor Janet was a shepherd, and Isaac was a shepherd. So we had a really good time and handed out those Christmas box books, and it was beautiful weather. And I was really warm. I was really... So they were all jealous of my outfit because it was like a quilt and it was all comfy and warm. So, but we had a really good time. But there's other happenings here in the Pathway announcements. And then, ladies, we are getting ready. After this next Tuesday, we're getting ready to have a two-week break. So we're going to have a two-week break from Bible studies or anything because it's such a busy time in the holidays, Christmas. Some people are out of town, New Year's. But we will start back up right after New Year's. And we will have lots of exciting things planned for 2012. I'm sure the men have lots of exciting things going on, the youth. So 2012 will be a blessed year for sure. Now we're going to get ready for our tithes and offerings. Special time. And you guys know I just love this time of giving to the Lord, giving us everything. And I'm so excited that this is just a time that we can just obey Him with our tithes and offerings. And I just love that. And the offerings are above 10% of the increase that He's given you. So that's in the following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for everything that you've given us. We thank you and praise you for your Son, the precious gift of salvation through your Son, and the power of the blood, his name, the power of the resurrection that we all have and all the promises that we can claim. We thank you and praise you as we lovingly obey you, Lord God, cheerful hearts, with cheerful hearts, Lord. We thank you and praise you for this time of giving unto you our tithes and offerings. I ask and pray, Lord God, that you will bless each and every one of the tithes and offerings, Lord God, and just multiply them as they are used for your purposes, for your glory. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, for Pathway of Hope and for each of us as we are lights for you in this community. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. There was a word that came to Melissa here during the worship time, which not exactly sure what it means. So maybe somebody has some interpretation of it. It says, "A little sparrow fears the eagle, is swallowed by the shark. Along comes a lion with claws like lightning to break through the dark. Says, poor little birdie, won't you take my mark? Sparrow fears the beast, heads off east, becomes a feast for great and least." Not sure if the sparrow is Jesus, who was sacrificed for us, or Holy Spirit, yeah. That's something to chew on. It's a word that came to Melissa. I know that she receives words, so I wanted to share that with you. I did want to, Pastor Karen mentioned the parade yesterday, and I do want to give a special thanks to Bianne and for all of her big, lot of work she put into the float this year. And it turned out great. I think it was, for me, one of the least stressful parades I've ever been a part of. I know a lot of that is because of Bianne. She took all the stress on herself. But it was. We also got a lot of compliments about people about the float. So. Jeffrey did a lot with the sound, and yes, and the construction, and Tara. Just by sitting in the king's chair, she had wisdom. Yeah. Yeah, they put us where we were because the mayor wanted our float to be near him because of the message that we were given. I don't know. There was it was golden retrievers right behind us, it turned out. And I don't know if he was part of that or what, but yeah, that's the word, and that's awesome, I think. So I'm really impressed. I'm really excited about that. Right. Golden Retriever Rescue, uh-huh. That's right. That's exactly right. That's a great tie-in. Uh-huh. That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, I completely agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That's. I agree. Yeah, it was great. It really came together. So. Thank you, everybody. before we dig into the message for this morning, is there anybody here this morning that needs prayer, needs us to come alongside them and just lay hands on you and pray for you? Is there anybody here that needs that touch this morning? I want to open that up. Okay. Yeah. I know it has. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So can I have you guys come like over here and I'll pray for Tally through you guys. You guys can be their surrogates. Please all extend your hands out towards Paul and Karen and Evelyn while I pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we know how much you love Tally. Yeah. And we know that she's going through a lot right now physically and mentally, Lord. We pray for your touch on her life, your touch on her body. Lord, she's getting weaker. She's falling a lot. She's not able to help us get her up on her feet, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would give her strength, strengthen her body, strengthen her bones. Let her recover from these falls without any setbacks, Lord. And just bring her back on her feet as quickly as possible, Lord. We know that you love her. We know that she has had a rough couple of years, Lord, losing her husband and then starting to lose her physical faculties, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just touch her, clear her mind.
Yes.
Lord, clear her body. And just let her, Lord, let her be strong. Give her strength, Lord. Give her peace. Let her know right now that we're praying for her. Let her feel your spirit on her body, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. And that's the kind of thing that I see this church doing a lot more of on Sunday mornings, is praying for each other, worshiping like we did this morning. So intensely, and I am just yes, Barbara.
Every time I do this, I don't have a lot of strength to do
compared to Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Can I pray for you? Okay.
Ever since I fell.
Yeah. Okay. Let me pray for strength for you, Barbara. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for Barbara and for the wisdom that you've given her, Lord, and for the legacy that you've given her through her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Lord, we know that Barbara belongs to you and her body belongs to you. We pray now for strength to fill this body. Lord, we pray that you would heal the lasting residual effects of her falls, Lord, and her hip. And we pray, Lord, that you would just give her strength as she goes about her tasks on a daily basis. Lord, just fill her with your strength and your spirit. Give her strength beyond her anything she could imagine, Lord, to do what needs to be done. Lord, we know that you have tasks for her to do, and she needs the strength to do it. Make that happen, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sure, Melissa. What do you need? Pain in your back. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Anyways, okay. It's the also, I guess I should do this, I hate bugs, I always hate Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, It's not because of Jesus. It's just because of Christmas.
Okay.
Well, it's not that. So I never got whatever I wanted. And it's a family thing, and my family's always hating me. So I started Thanksgiving first. Uh-huh. And then, like, all my boyfriends work for the day, and then this, that, and that. It's kind of bad when my brother got killed, and all that stuff. So I just...
Karen, would you pray for Melissa?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, that we can come before you. We lift that Melissa to you, Lord God. We ask and pray that you will touch her body, just pour your healing power upon her and your mighty way. Lord, we ask and pray that you will restore unto her the joy of your salvation that you promised. And we just ask and pray that that will strengthen her in such a way to be able to get through this holiday season, especially as we celebrate Christmas and then the coming new year. Lord, we ask and pray, Lord God, that you will touch her body, strengthen her, Lord God. We ask and pray, touch her whole body, heal her whole body, Lord God, each and every part. We ask and pray that that healing rushes through and just helps her emotionally and mentally, Lord God, along with physical healing. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you are helping her, that you are helping her get through this time. We thank you and praise you that you are helping her with boundaries and helping her with priorities. Lord, we ask and pray this, Lord, in the power of the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you, Lord God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just thank you. How special she is to you, Lord. She is so special. She is your special daughter, beloved by you, Lord. Let her just bask in your love.
Yes.
Bask in your love. So that all the situations around her just diminish as she is real.
Yes.
Yes. Special daughter.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, Melissa.
And I love a special prayer for the whole congregation.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a special prayer for the whole
congregation. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Just say, yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Lord Jesus, I just lift up Pathway to you. We know, Lord, that you have great plans for us, for our church. Lord, I pray that you would refute the attacks of the enemy, Lord, as they come against us. Lord, they've come against us in the past. Lord, we know what they look like, Father. We pray for protection, Lord. We pray for unity within our church. We pray for your Holy Spirit, Lord, to infuse each of us with your power. In your strength, Lord, do mighty acts through us. Use Pathway in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So you can open your Bibles. Oh, Karen. Karen. Yeah, Nancy. Lost your baby girl 3 weeks ago now? Yeah, okay. Lord, we pray for Nancy and continue to pray for peace over her, Lord, and over her life. We know it's not easy to lose a child. So I pray, Lord, and we pray for Alexia also, Lord, Bella's sister, that you would just give her peace as well. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to be in Matthew chapter 2 this morning, talking about the wise men as we get into the Christmas spirit here just a little bit. And it's very important now that we're not at the school anymore that you guys bring your Bibles and bring a pen to write on the note sheet that's in your worship guide, because we don't have the projector like we had at the school with the scriptures up there for you. So it's real important that you guys read along with me as I read in Matthew chapter 2, starting in verse 1. It says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.' When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. And then they quote from Micah chapter 5. It says, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So what I'd like to do this morning is I want to draw a contrast for you between the wise men, these kings from the east, and King Herod and his chief priests and his teachers of the law. I want to contrast for you their characteristics. Okay, so if you have a note sheet, you can write down some of these characteristics of Herod, the priests, and the teachers of the law. These are characteristics of Herod, the priests, and the teachers of the law. And the first thing that we know about them through this passage is that they were knowledgeable. They were knowledgeable. These guys, they knew their stuff. They knew their scripture. They knew the Old Testament. They'd studied it. They'd grown up with it. They had memorized it. They knew what it meant. They knew that it meant that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. We see that in verse six here. They quote Micah chapter 5, knowing that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. So they knew their scriptures. Can anybody of you guys quote anything from the book of Micah? I know I can. You know, it's something that they had studied their entire lives, the Old Testament. So they knew their stuff. But knowing the Bible is not enough. Right? There are plenty of good people out there that know the Bible. But they aren't Christians. You have to obey it. And you have to have that relationship with God. You have to have that relationship with our Heavenly Father. That's what the difference is between these Magi and Herod and his people. So, but Herod and his people, they were knowledgeable. They knew the Bible. Not only that, they were unbelieving. They were knowledgeable, but they were unbelieving. Even though they knew the truth, they'd quoted it. They knew the truth. They refused to worship. Refused to go with the knowledge that they had and really believe it. They were unbelieving. And I want to, Jack, can you get Abby for me? I want to tell you something that my daughter did to me this past week. And I want her out here to face the music. Uh-oh. Can anybody tell me what this is? It looks like toilet paper, doesn't it? Yeah, it's not. Fred, can you take a look at this and tell me what's wrong with this toilet paper? It looks a lot, it feels a lot like dryer sheets. Fabric softener, you know. And there's no perforations in it, and it doesn't tear. And so my daughter bought this at the dollar store this past week and decided to put it in the bathroom for me to use. And doesn't tear. You can't use it. It's just joke toilet paper. It's like a practical joke toilet paper. Pass that around. Let everybody feel it. Yeah, and my wife's playing along with this here. My wife's playing along with Abby on this joke. She tells me that she got it at Walmart. It was some Go Green, environmentally safe, repackaged. So I came out and I said, I are you supposed to bring scissors into the bathroom with you? How is this supposed to work? Thank you, Abby. You can go back to your class now. It's yeah, sure is. Just throw it in the washing machine. So my point is, that looks like toilet paper, but it's not. And there's a lot of people, including Herod and the chief priests, the teachers of the law, that looked like they believed in God. Looked like they had a relationship with God. They knew the scriptures. They knew what to do. They were good people. They followed the law. But they didn't have that relationship. They weren't real followers of God. They were fake toilet paper. They were more interested in maintaining their position and their power than they were in meeting their Savior. And there's lots of people out there like that around us today. And it's our job to break through those barriers that they've set up in their lives and bring them to meet the man who could be their Savior. So these guys, they were knowledgeable, but they were unbelieving. And the third characteristic of them is that they were deceitful. Turns out these guys were not nice people at all. They were deceitful. They wanted the wise men to come back through Jerusalem on their way home and tell them where they found Jesus so that they could go and worship him, right? But really what they wanted was they wanted to know where Jesus was so that they could go kill him. Because he was a threat. The king of the Jews, that's a threat to Herod's power structure that he has set up. So he wants to get rid of this rival that's going to grow up and be the king of the Jews. They really wanted to kill him. It was change. They were afraid of change. They didn't want change to happen. They didn't want their lifestyle to change. And sometimes as Christians, we have to be willing to change our lifestyle, change the way we do things, because that's what God wants us to do. So we have to be open and willing to do that. So that's what the Herod and the priests and the teachers of the law were like. Okay, now let's look at the wise men. Some characteristics of the wise men. One characteristic of them is that they were sensitive to the Spirit. They were sensitive to the Spirit. They followed a star at the Spirit's prompting. You know? They could have easily, if any one of them had pulled on his logical hat and said, "It's just a star, guys. What are we doing?" You know, then they never would have been there to meet Jesus. So they were sensitive to the Spirit. They felt the Spirit pulling them to follow that star to meet the Savior. And not only that, back at the end of the story, right? The Spirit prompts them not to return through Jerusalem. The Spirit tells them to go a different way home. And they're sensitive enough to the Spirit to be willing to do that, to listen to them. And it goes against their normal thinking to do that, right? Normally, if you're looking, let's say that you're looking for the baby Jesus, and you come across somebody, you say, "I'm looking for the baby Jesus." And that person says, "Hey, I'm looking for him too. When you find him, come and tell me so I can go see him too." The normal way of thinking, our evangelistic brains, right, would say, cool, we found Jesus, let's go tell the person that also wants to find him so that there can be more of us that know him. That would be the normal follower of God way to think. But they were sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit to know that that's not what God wanted them to do. And they didn't just shrug that off. Say, no, Herod wants to see him. I'm going to go tell him. They knew it didn't feel right. They were sensitive enough to the Spirit to know that Herod was lying. So they were sensitive to the Spirit. Second characteristic of them is that they were sacrificial. They brought these expensive gifts to Jesus. They didn't hold back, right? They gave their best. They gave their best to Jesus. They knew what he was worthy of. They knew what this baby, what he was worth. That's quite a baby shower, isn't it? Gold and frankincense and myrrh, these expensive perfumes and chemicals and these things that were worth a lot of money. These kings brought their best to Jesus. They gave sacrificially to their Savior. So they were sensitive to the Spirit. They were sacrificial. They were also bold and yet humble. They were bold and yet humble. They weren't afraid to ask for help, right? They came to Jerusalem. They asked Herod. They went to the guy who had the answers, who would have access to the knowledge that they needed. Where is this baby going to be born? They were bold enough to ask for help. But also they weren't afraid to let people know where they stood, what they believed, what they were searching for. So that's the wise men. Now I like to think sometimes, I was having lunch on Friday with a fellow pastor in the area, and we started talking about choices. Start talking about the choices that we've made in our lives and where we would be if we had made different choices. You know, like when I was engaged to my wife Jackie and we were living in the Bay Area and we weren't living together. You know, we lived in separate places. Let's make that clear. We were living separately in the Bay Area. And we were actually living so separately that we were going to two different churches. Because when I met Jackie, I was a member of this church in Fremont. It was a non-denominational, a little more conservative church that I was, I was a leader in the singles group there. I was just starting to get into the ministry. And Jackie was going to a four-square church like this one in Hayward and under Pastor Johnny, who... who planted this church 6.5 years ago. And when we were engaged and about to get married, we finally had to make a decision about where we were going to worship, where we were going to go to church, which family was going to be our church family. And that was a really hard decision, you know, because one of us is going to have to give up this family that we have, you know. And so Jackie put all the pressure on me. She said, I'm going to submit to you whatever you decide. She played the submission card and put all the pressure on me, but that's okay. So I had to decide if we were going to go to my church in Fremont or come to this other church under Pastor Johnny, the Foursquare Church. And I decided to go to the Foursquare Church that Jackie was a member of. And she was surprised. Yeah, she wasn't expecting that at all. But it makes you wonder where my life would be, where my family would be if I hadn't made that choice. Because of that choice to go to the Foursquare Church under Pastor Johnny, that led me here to Tucson, following him to plant this church. And that led me to being your senior pastor today.
And I have no idea what my life would be like if I had made the other choice. You know, it was a prayerfully made choice. This is where God wanted me. This is what God wanted me to do. But it's kind of interesting to think sometimes where your life would be if you had made the other choice. You know? And I wonder that about the wise men, too. I was tossing that back and forth this week. What if the wise men had chosen not to follow that star? What if, like I said, one of them had had a level head and just said, guys, it's a light in the sky. It's a star. Why are we packing up our bags and getting on camels and walking towards it? You know, it's just a star. And I have this theory that there's two things that would not have happened if the wise men had chosen to not follow the star. You ready for this? The first thing that would not have happened if the wise men hadn't followed the star is that nothing bad would have happened. Nothing bad would have happened to the wise men if they had chosen not to follow the star. God wouldn't have looked down from heaven and seen them sitting at home watching TV and struck them with lightning. Follow what I tell you to do, you idiot. No, he wouldn't have done that. Nothing bad would have happened to them if they had chosen not to follow the star. But nothing good would have happened either. They would not have been able to meet their Savior. They would have just lived out the rest of their lives as normal rich guys. You know? They would never have been able to meet their Savior. They would have never been able to worship Him in person. They would have never been able to bless Him with their gifts. But because they were sensitive to the Spirit in their lives, they sensed the Spirit prompting and they followed that. They experienced something amazing. What about the second choice that they made? What if they had not listened to the Spirit and they had gone back to Jerusalem and told Herod where Jesus was? What would happen then? Obviously, huh? So, well, I don't necessarily believe that, but Jesus' life would have been in danger. Jesus' life would have been in danger. I do believe that God would have found a way to get him out of town, protect him, because there was that greater plan in the works, you know. We would have had a different story, though, of how... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah. You never know. But I do think that we wouldn't have this story of the wise men being sensitive to the Spirit. Right? We wouldn't have this story of these men who followed God's leading through this journey. What we would have had is a story of these bumbling rich fools who almost got Jesus killed. You know, would have been a completely different outlook on these wise men. They would have been on mules instead of camels. You betcha. Yeah, probably not. These, yeah, just rich guys. So my question to you this morning is, are you sensitive to the Spirit? Do you sense the Holy Spirit's presence in your life? Do you sense His promptings? And do you have the boldness and the courage to step out and act on that? Some folks aren't sure what God's voice sounds like. You know, you're saved, You have that relationship with Him. But you're not sure if what you're hearing in your heart is God, or if it's just you, or if it's the bad pizza you ate last night. You don't know. You got to spend time with God in order to start to recognize His voice. The more time you spend with Him, the more you listen for Him, the easier it's going to become to hear His voice and recognize it for what it is. And then act. We've got this, we still have the Set Free Ministry starting in January? Yes. Because one of the first... That's right. That's right. That's the first series that they're doing is on hearing God's voice, recognizing it, responding to it. And I'm excited about this because there's so many people out there. It's going to be Thursday nights in January. So talk to Carl and Chris if you want to be a part of that. It's going to be great. At the fire station. Right on Golden Ranch Boulevard. Yeah, Golden Ranch Road. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, and it will be a great experience for you that participate. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah, that's great. So, are you sensitive to the Spirit? Ponder that this week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for this time together. You are an awesome God. Lord, we praise you and worship you. Thank you for this home that you've given us to worship in. Lord, I pray that each of us would have a tender heart. A heart that is sensitive to your Spirit and its promptings. I pray, Lord, that you would make your voice so clear in our lives that we can't miss it. And Lord, give us the boldness and the courage to act on what you ask us to do. So often we hear your voice, but we rationalize it somehow and figure out a way to not do what you're asking us to do. But by doing that, Lord, just like the wise men, we are going to miss out on something amazing that you want to do through us. So give us a sensitivity to your Spirit. Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's finish by saying, "Give me Jesus again." Okay. I sure thank God for giving us Jesus. If you took everything away and all you had was Jesus as your friend and your Savior, you'd have everything. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world.
Just give me Jesus. And when I'm all alone, when I'm all alone, when I'm all alone, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. Come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all. Just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus.
Praise you. We'll stand together as I dismiss you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Thanks, guys. You're dismissed.